I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. A senior official decries efforts to disarm Hezbollah, calling the move a threat to Lebanon's sovereignty. Disarmament is a critical part of the 2024 ceasefire agreement, an unmatched effort to weaken Iran's most powerful regional proxy. Nuna, with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon, says Lebanese cabinet members voted to proceed with the army's plan last week. For now, Israel waits on the sidelines. Pray for gospel workers in Lebanon as they introduce people to the Prince of Peace. And the danger and sectarian violence plaguing Syria is also sprinkled with miracles. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says one Syrian man had heard about Jesus but didn't believe. Then members of the terror group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham came to the neighborhood, killing people. The man and his family asked Jesus to save them. They got into their car and drove away. It was as if they were invisible. Praise God and pray that more Syrians will discover the hope of Christ. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Matthew Scott.